You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
A blinded veteran has helped Americans see how to overcome great adversity. Corporal Neftali Sanchez was 19 when he was wounded by an exploding grenade while on patrol in Korea. The explosion caused the loss of both his eyes and both his arms below the elbows. Instead of languishing in self-pity, Sanchez refused to abandon the bright future and full life he had envisioned for himself before his injury. After completing blind rehabilitation in 1955, he graduated from Pepperdine University in 1959 and received a master's degree 2 years later. Along the way, he discovered an organization that would serve him and to which he would dedicate much of his life for the next 47 years. The Blinded Veterans Association, BVA, offers any blinded veteran a variety of free services. For more information, visit www.bva.org or call 800-669-7079.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aid, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you, just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
In 2066, my son will be 100 years old. Most of us won't be listening to this radio show then. Have you made plans to ensure all your funeral and burial expenses are taken care of? I'm serious now, because if you didn't, you should, or you'll risk leaving a huge financial burden to your family, and nobody wants that. Remember this name, Choice Mutual. They'll help you get a burial insurance plan to cover your funeral bills. And with them, it's for the blind community and the sighted community, because they'll work with us. You don't have to sign paperwork. Everything is basically verbal. That's right, it's verbal. Call today. 1-800-955-0143. Call today and remember to tell them you heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show and get your beautiful bracelets just for calling. Call today. 1-800-955-0143.
Is it a struggle getting your blood work done? Is the price too high? No insurance is needed, none whatsoever. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. Any Lab Test Now. We're in your healthcare budget. Affordable upfront prices, no surprise bill. In and out in 15 minutes or less. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. That's right, Any Lab Test Now. Conveniently located, 8975 West Colonial Drive in Ocoee, Florida. Most test results only in 24 to 72 hours. Work-friendly hours, including Saturdays. Mention radio and receive $15 off any lab test value at $49 or more. Offer only valid at our Ocoee location. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. If you need lab work, there's only one place to go. Call today, 407-930-8200. That's 407-930-8200. Any Lab Test Now.
It's going to happen. One of these days, you or your loved one will need home care. And when that happens, don't panic, don't stress, don't worry. For peace of mind, just make one phone call to Home Care Assistance of Orlando. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medication reminders, bathing, grooming, and dressing, and much more. What separates Home Care Assistance of Orlando from all the rest? High caliber caregivers, high quality caregiving. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando, 407-232-7155. 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's have been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Hey, you, we are back. That's right, we are back. You sitting up in that sofa? This is your host,
sitting up. They
Michael. Maybe they're sleeping, who knows? Right. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're live from Orlando, Florida. That's right, live from Orlando, Florida. That means we were live. Live.
Alive. We are alive or
this
live?
Is your host, Michael.
Both.
That's right.
Alive and
talking
live.
In the background, that's my better half, my wife, Lynn Golder, who's the co-host. We have on the left of me my other co-host, Sheila Young.
Good evening again.
Don't you feel sorry for me? Two women,
both
my co-hosts, and both always yell at me and scream and tell me not to do that and do
brother.
This. The only nice person right now who
got
doesn't yell at me
back there, Chris.
Doesn't yell at me is a nice
man. You want
man.
Answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
That's right. You can't handle the truth. We have a young man from,
Jim
what's his,
worried.
Dr. Phillips.
Dr. Phillips, that's correct.
What's your name?
Jim Pasquinelli.
Wait, I'm sure. Let's say that again. Are you sure that's your name?
I'm sure that's my name.
Okay, let me say it again. Jim? I thought your name was Tim.
No, it's Jim.
It's not?
How could you forget?
No, are you sure it's Jim?
Jim as in James.
Dear Lord.
James. Oh, that's a good name. I like James. James.
You
your mother name is James or Jim?
You could call me Ray,
me James.
And you could call me Jay.
Okay. Okay.
Oh,
so
God.
You're all the way from Orlando.
Otherwise known as Dr. Phillips.
Dr. Phillips. I wonder why I called it Dr. Phillips.
I wonder why.
He was a doctor. And behind the scenes, we have a young man all the way from Sanford, Florida. His name is Chris Shaw.
Yes, sir. How great thou art.
This guy, he makes nice babies, as per his wife.
Yeah,
he makes
he
nice babies.
Very pretty, beautiful family.
See Gallagher's.
The only thing is he makes girl babies.
I know, right? So that's why I'm going to get a dog.
Will you be a boy or girl?
It's going to be definitely a young man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Jim. Jim. Chris.
That's Jim across from you.
Yeah. Did you ever see that text I sent you with that giant truck that said Shaw?
Yes, I saw it.
Yeah, I didn't know if you saw it or not.
Yeah,
I thought of you.
We used to make jokes growing up because we used to see it all the time growing up.
Okay.
That's our great, 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 great.
Oh, okay. There
so those folks are just turning the dial and they say, "What kind of show is this?"
Crazy.
This is the show catered for the visually impaired blind audience, and we say we are the bridge between the blind and the sighted. So if you're listening to the show, you want to call in any time, please do. Our phone number is 407-894-1680. So if you are sighted, if you're blind, call in. 407-894-1680. You don't have to call in just for trivia. You can call in anytime, wherever you are in this country. So if you are in Vancouver, Washington, if you're in Pittsburgh, Florida. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I made up a new state. New city. Pittsburgh.
There could be a Pittsburgh, Florida.
You drive right past it all the time when you come. Yeah, I know exactly where you at. Pittsburgh, Florida.
So if you're from anywhere of those places or you make up your own city, if you're next to Lancaster.
Michael, drink some water.
You know, there's some names in
Clear
Pennsylvania. I don't know if you know that. There's some names in Pennsylvania.
Okay, those, you don't want to repeat those.
What do you mean? That's the name of those towns.
I know.
Did you know that, Chris? There's some names next to Lancaster, Pennsylvania that I can't say on the radio.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Somebody told me that once, and I told him, get out of here until I looked it up. I was like, really?
Well, there's a town there called Bird in Hand.
Well, that's after you leave everything. But
that's a bird in hand that you got going on.
Can I mention,
it's like playing
can
cards.
I mention one of them? Then I get shut
matter.
Off the radio?
It doesn't matter.
One is called Blue Balls.
Yeah.
That's really a city called Blue Balls, Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
and one's called Intercourse, Pennsylvania.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
And there's another one I'm not going to tell you.
Good.
That I'm leaving off.
Thank you.
But anyway,
so the
folks.
The Amish came up with those names,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah. Now, here's the folks.
Say what?
I don't know if you understand.
Yes.
Really?
Let me explain something
that's
to you
a,
folks.
That's a homework for you, Chris.
I didn't. Now, that I didn't know. It's a lot going on with them and that community for them to come up with those kind of names to represent the city. So something had to happen a long time ago for those names to come out, Blue Balls, Pennsylvania.
What? What, Lynn? Hey,
Michael and Chris, I just realized I'm looking at the clock. We have to do our second trivia this segment because we have two guests coming on for the rest of the hour.
You want me to do a trivia now?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm ready.
We have three minutes.
Okay, the boy says trivia time. Trivia time. 407-894-1680. Trivia time. And folks, you can call in anywhere you are, whether you are in Pittsburgh, wherever you are, call. Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing this song?
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going
Okay, who's singing that song? Hey, Sheila, you know what he's singing?
Uh-huh.
Okay. 407-894-1680. Hey, Jim, you know who's singing the song? Don't say it. You know who's singing?
I know who's singing this song.
Okay, so we have two people in the
audience. I
can't
believe what you're saying. 407-894-1680.
So, Jim. Jim?
Yes.
You there?
I am here.
So tell me something. You cover what area now in Orlando?
Home Care Assistance covers Orange and Seminole counties.
So you will not, you don't go to Osceola?
No, that's out of our state license.
Is it?
It is.
That's a big enough area as it is.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm out of the area. We're in Lake County. I'm sorry, we can't use him because he's good.
Yep. So if you need home care, call Home Care Assistance. And that's, and Dr. Phillips, why don't you give them the number and the address?
Okay, our Home Care Assistance, our phone number is 407-232-7155. And we're located in beautiful Dr. Phillips at 5178 Dr. Phillips Boulevard, and that's 32819.
So tell me this, and home care, one second, and home care, right?
Yes.
Do you have to be just in bed?
Just in bed.
Yeah, if you're just in bed, I mean, you can't get out of bed. Is that just which people you take care of? You take care of people that are...
take them on errands?
On errands. Oh, you do take people on errands.
Well, there's some people that are, you know, individuals that are bed-bound, but the majority of them, you know, are not, and we try to, you know, have a lifestyle that keeps them from being bedbound, and we really pick up where, you know, the family caregiver, you know, leaves off, because I think what most people don't know, or they know it, they just the average person spends about 20 hours a week doing family caregiving, and that's a tremendous toll on somebody.
Right.
You know, and are you qualified to do it? Do you have the time to do it? How does that impact your life? And how does that impact the person's, you know, life that you're trying to take care of? So that's the gap that we try to fill in with a caregiver that is background screened and, you know, personally matched to the situation, whether it's somebody that's has vision impairment, a dementia, Alzheimer's, coming home from the hospital.
What's your phone number again?
Yeah, give your phone number.
407-232-7155.
Say it again slow.
Is it on the website?
407-232-7155 for home care assistance.
And if you want anything more, it's all on our website. So if you look at our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget the and, A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Look it up. And if you don't have the phone number, it'll be there. Who's on the line right now?
I'm going to have Jim bring the...
Before we go there...
I see one is our guest and one is the caller.
For the trivia, right. Now, but we also have our break.
Okay.
So how do you want to how do you want to do this?
Because we'll take the trivia person, and then we're going to go to our guest caller.
Okay.
After the break.
So we have Dave Hillebrandt calling in from Orlando. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
What's cooking, you guys?
Hi, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Howdy, Miss Sheila, Mike, Lynn.
This is David from, where are you from?
Right now, I'm from beautiful downtown Fern Park.
Fern Park? Is that near Pittsburgh?
it's close. Only a few, only about 1,000 miles, I think.
Oh, close by. Okay. So are you calling in for trivia, David?
Yes, because I know that is definitely a journey.
That is definitely a journey. 1981, which I cannot believe.
And he just won a $10 gift card from the fabulous Sonny's Barbecue. $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue.
Put him down for Sonny's.
Sonny's Barbecue, $10 gift card.
We need to have a group go over to Sonny's. That's what we need to do.
That would be fun.
That would be
fun.
You know what? I was just there just a couple days ago, and it was quite good.
It was quite good. Glad you like it. Yeah, very good food. I like those ribs. All you can eat for $14.95. What do you want?
We got to go.
Thanks, David.
Take us a trash.
Take care.
Send us a gift card,
$10
thanks gift card.
Thanks for calling. All right, we're going to take
break. We're going to break.
No, we're
going to
break?
Yeah.
Going to break.
We are?
Yeah. We're going to go to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're going to break. Get our guest when we come back from the break.
As soon as, because we normally have that break right in between before the guests come in. That way they have that whole out, that whole slot.
Yep. 407-894-1680. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Hold on, guest caller. We got you covered.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aids, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
It's going to happen. One of these days, you or your loved one will need home care. And when that happens, don't panic, don't stress, don't worry. For peace of mind, just make one phone call to Home Care Assistance of Orlando. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medication reminders, bathing, grooming, and dressing, and much more. What separates Home Care Assistance of Orlando from all the rest? High caliber caregivers, high quality caregiving. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando, 407-232-7155. 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
We're back. That's right. We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. I'm your host. Sorry to tell you, but I am your host. Phone number is 407-894-1680. That's the phone to call in, which I hope you do, 407-894-1680. My co-host right now, we got two of them today. One is Lynn Golder, and the other one who knocks me around a little bit is Sheila Young. So we got two women, one on each side of me, and I got
to
watch my step
and I'm
good, which is rough to do. And we have a guest. That's right.
Sheila,
I'm going to let it all hang out, and you can take over from here, Sheila Young.
Okay. Well, I would like to welcome Marcus Engel. Are you there, Marcus?
I am. How are you doing, Sheila?
I'm good. Thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Sure thing.
Hello,
sure
Marcus.
Thing. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Marcus, hi. I met Marcus at the Lighthouse Mixer, what was it, 2 months ago, I guess?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and I was so impressed with his keynote speech that I got in touch with Lynn and said, we've got to get this guy on the show. Marcus, I'm not going to tell your story. I'm going to let you do it, but we got to do it in as condensed a version as you can.
Sure. Well, again, thank you guys for having me on. So I'll give you a little bit of the thumbnail sketch of my story. I am totally blind myself. I live here in Orlando. I am a native of St. Louis, Missouri. And when I was a freshman in college, back in the early 90s, I came home for my first weekend away from university, and that weekend was supposed to be spent with family and friends. And on a Saturday night after a St. Louis Blues hockey game, my friends and I were broadsided by a drunk driver, and that crash not only took 100% of my sight instantaneously and permanently and totally, but I also ended up having a trauma that's called a Lafort III fracture. And that roughly means that every bone in my face would shatter. Hmm. So went through about 300 hours worth of reconstructive facial surgery and about 2 years of rehab and recovery until I could finally accomplish my goal of picking up the pieces and returning to college, trying to get my life back as much as I could.
Now, you went to college, and I know you got your bachelor's degree, and then you went and got your master's degree in narrative.
Yes. My master's is in a very niche field of narrative medicine. And if you haven't heard of that, well, join the crowd. It's a very new and still emerging field. There's only one university in the country that offers master's in narrative med, and that's at Columbia University in New York City. So I had the opportunity to go to Columbia and study and live in New York City, myself, my wife, and my student Ida, and really a fantastic experience to be able to bring this new information out into the world.
And you've written how many books?
I've written 4 books, hopefully have a 5th coming out, if not late this year, early next year. And most of my books are aimed for healthcare audiences. I'm a speaker and author, and I do a little bit of consulting with healthcare organizations on how to create more empathy and compassion, communication in caregiving. So I work with a lot of hospitals across the country telling my story and reminding them just how important that work of nursing and physical therapists and occupational therapists and all those people are in the hospital who help save the lives of people like me every day.
Tell the story about the young lady that was she was your nurse, right?
Well, yeah, actually, if we're speaking, there's 2 people that are the ones that I always think about during my recovery. And the first is a young lady named Jennifer. Jennifer was working in the emergency room the night that she called me in. And I was very, very close to death. I mean, the doctors were not even sure I was going to live throughout the night. And if I did live, would I end up having a traumatic brain injury? And so I don't remember a whole lot about that first night of agony in the emergency room, but I do remember someone holding my hand the entire night, and every time I was conscious, she would just say, Marcus, my name is Jennifer. You're in the hospital. And she would repeat over and over what I say are the 2 most passionate words that any human being can say to another. And that's the words, I'm here. And that was the only thing Jennifer could do that night, hold my hand and be present. And that was the absolute best thing she could do, too. So one of my books that Sheila was talking about is called I'm Here, Compassionate Communication and Care. And this book came out in 2010, And then in about 2013, I was asked to go keynote for the very hospital that saved my life. And I've been speaking around the country at hospitals for 10 or 15 years at this point, but I had never gone back to the same hospital that where I was a patient. And I might mention at this time, too, that Jennifer, that first night in the emergency room, that's all I ever knew of her. I never knew her last name. I never knew anything about her. And yet I've written a book that was inspired by the words she said to me that night. So going back to the hospital was kind of a surreal experience. To be able to do it as a professional and not as a patient was also exciting to me. And then after I got done giving my first keynote, the client, patient experience director at the hospital, walked up to the stage and she said, "Marcus, we got a surprise for you. We found Jennifer." And for the first time in 20 years, finally got to hold her hands again and tell her thank you.
Wow. Now, what I saw on your website that you're having, is it a short film or a documentary or what is it?
There is a short film that's 7 minutes long that's based on my autobiography, my memoir. And that film is called The Drop. And
what's it called?
For free at thedropmovie.com. It is somewhat accessible. We are in the process right now of putting together a couple of different documentaries that are going to be a little more aimed at healthcare professionals.
And you speak now all over the country?
Yes, I speak all over the country. Next month, I'm in Denver, Colorado. I am in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. I believe I'm out in California for a couple of days. So this is what I do. Yeah, I work for hospitals, and then whenever states are having meetings of all of their nurses, say like here in Florida, the Florida Nurses Association or the Florida Association of Critical Care Nurses, they'll have me in for their conferences to help them remember why they got into this line of profession in the first place.
And when are your books going to be available on Bard to download?
I don't know that question. I'm going to have to get to the bottom of that. They are available on Kindle, if you can use the Kindle, and they're also available through Bookshare. But I'm working on trying to get them into Bard. I would really like to be the person who narrates them whenever they do come out in an audio format, and that's just going to take a little more logistical information before I can get those out.
Marcus? Well, you know, we do recording in the Daytona Talking Book Library of authors in Florida.
Yes, and that's probably the first place I'm going to be looking.
Marcus, yes. I understand that you are an alumnus of Lighthouse Central Florida.
I am. Whenever I decided that I wanted to continue my education a few years ago, not only had it been 10 years since I had been in a college classroom, but just going back into the world of academia, I needed some more computer training, mm-hmm. and I needed to know the things that had come along in the meantime that I wasn't using, and I contacted the Florida Division of Blind Services, and they turned me on to the Lighthouse, mm-hmm. and so I got a lot of great computer training that I utilized to get through my grad work.
That's great.
If anyone wants to call and ask Marcus a question, the number is 407-894-1680.
Now's the time to call. Lines are wide open. 407-894-1680.
So are you home for a little while now?
I am home for a little while. I am, in fact, with my family tonight, and you guys give me a good distraction because everybody is gathered up ready to watch Game of Thrones. So I don't watch the show myself, so I'm excited to be talking to you guys. But yeah, I'm home here for the next couple of weeks.
Well, good.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. It's a real pleasure.
Happy to be here. Happy to be here.
And please let me know when you get them recorded so that we can access them.
I will certainly do so.
We'll have you back on the air, all righty? Thank you, Marcus, and good luck in all your presentations and your travels.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Marcus.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.
Okay. All right, we have our next guest on the air.
Well, before we go there, I want to talk about any lab test now.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
You are correct,
for those in Ocoee, you're very lucky. Or around
Orlando, too.
Orlando, too.
Yeah, it's very
lucky. There's a lab that's, you don't know, that's where you take your blood. Any lab test now, they take the blood. That's what they do. But let me explain something to you. When you go in there, number one, you don't have to wait long. You can be out, in and out in 15 minutes. They guarantee that. In and out in 15 minutes. Second, you don't have to be around with a lot of people coughing and sneezing on you and everything else, because bottom line is they only have a few people in at a time. They don't put in 10 people, 50 people. We live in Lake County. They're not there. And when I go in, let me tell you something. I have to go out in. I check in, and then I go outside because I can't handle when there's so many people in the room. I didn't come to get sick. I came to get my blood work. And they don't. If you don't have insurance, they take out. They give you good prices. And now, not only that.
Right.
But they listen to this one. You say Blind and Beyond Radio Show, they take off $15 off a good as low price.
A discount.
So they give you a low price good, and then they subtract up another $15 when you say Blind and Beyond Radio Show. So, folks.
Can I give the address?
Yes. Okay. I was just going to say no, but because of you, I'll say yes.
All right. All right. Well, if you need to go to any lab test now for your testing, your lab testing, go to 8975. That's West Colonial Drive. It's on the corner of Good Homes Road and West Colonial Boulevard in Ocoee.
And you can be sighted if you go there. You could be visually impaired. You could be blind.
And no appointment needed.
And no appointment needed. Nope. Just walk in and say Blind and Beyond Radio Show. So if you need to take a blood work, any kind of blood work, whether it's, they got all kinds, whether you want to take your DNA, you want to get PSA. If people don't know what a PSA is.
They do the, all the panels, the complete panels.
Yeah, the whole panels.
Yeah. Alrighty.
If you need to go to work and they want you to take a drug test, there you go there too. Mm-hmm. Any lab test now. Don't forget, any lab test now. Okay? Mm-hmm. You heard it? Don't forget to say you heard
it. Do it.
You heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show. We're going out to our guest, Sheila.
Dr. Joel Snyder, are you there?
Hi, Sheila. Sure, I am indeed.
Thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Hi, Joel. How are you?
I'm doing very well. It's a pleasure to be back with you guys.
There you go. There you go.
Pleasure to have you back.
The reason Joel called in tonight is because of the wonderful event that is taking place tomorrow afternoon, and that is our eclipse. And I believe, if I'm correct, you have been instrumental in helping do this audio described project that has happened with the eclipse. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, you could say that because I was, I think I was driving in the car 2 or 3 months ago and heard a story about the eclipse, and it occurred to me, you know, sighted people can't look at the eclipse directly. They have to protect their eyes, of course. And speaking of seeing something in the heavens, a person who's blind doesn't have access to that, and they should. And that's what audio description is all about. So I decided to just kind of float the idea to Kim Charlson, who's the president of the American Council of the Blind, and a few others, and they all thought it was a great idea. So we put our heads together, and I contacted Lori Ward, who's coordinates audio description activity for the Tennessee Performing Arts Center in Nashville. Nashville, of course, is right smack in the middle of that 70-mile-wide swath across the United States, from the northwest to the southeast, and posed the idea to Lori, and she had a describer who just seems perfect for such a thing, and we hooked up with the Tennessee Council of the Blind and the Tennessee School for the Blind, and we've got it all worked out to be able to have live description of the eclipse tomorrow. We're actually going to make a little one-hour program of it all, which will begin at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central Time, which is where Nashville is. I'll be on the air, and we're going to have fun with it. I'm going to be telling all kinds of stories about eclipses and facts and figures, even play some music. I Ain't Got No Sunshine by Bill Withers. And, of course, we'll close the program with Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles. So it should be a lot of fun. About 15 minutes into the program, we'll go over to Nashville and listen to the description of the partial eclipse on its way to the total eclipse, which should happen at about 2:27 Eastern Time, and only for about 3-4 minutes, and then back into that partial eclipse stage. But we've collected a lot of information about the eclipse, and Julia Coffin, who's the describer there in Nashville, has been preparing, and I think she's going to do a great job with this.
Well, let me ask you, the one you're going to be on, is that the one that's going to be on ACB Radio?
That's right. That's right. This whole hour will be on ACB Radio, which I suspect your listeners are pretty well aware of. You go to ACB Radio Interactive. That's where the broadcast will happen. But, you know, and ACB Radio is simply at acbradio.org/interactive. Some folks may not have access to a computer hookup, and, you know, you can call in and listen to ACB Radio just as easily. So if I may, I'll give you that phone number.
Yes, please do.
It's 605-475-8130, and then you'll hit number 4, which will hook you into the interactive feed. And so you can listen to this really from anywhere around the world on the Internet or by calling into that 605 phone number.
Now, do you know anything about the app that's on the iPhone?
I'm not sure what you're referring to. I know that NASA put out an app, or you probably know more about it than I do.
Well, I downloaded it, and I actually had someone on the FCB list put out the fact that he couldn't get his phone to rumble. And there's a rumble mode that I guess tomorrow during the time of the eclipse, there's supposed to be some kind of vibration that happens while the sun and, you know, the whole...
Interesting.
Yeah. And I didn't know if you had any knowledge of the app.
I really don't. I know there are a couple of other websites that have special activities going on, and the NASA website, of course, will be tracking the eclipse. In fact, Julia and Lori in Nashville, they're going to have a laptop open to that site as they describe, because, there's only so much. As a sighted describer, Julia will have those glasses on, and they kind of blot out everything but that the white of the sun. Mm-hmm. So there's two reasons why we want to have the NASA broadcast the laptop up, so they can see a more clear and full image of the eclipse as it's happening. And, of course, God forbid, it's a cloudy day in Nashville. It's not predicted to be. It's supposed to be pretty sunny in Nashville, and I'll be here in Washington, D.C. area. But if the clouds come over there, there's nobody's going to see much of anything when they look up in the sky. Mm-hmm. And so at least Lori and Julia can go ahead with the feed from NASA on their website.
Mm-hmm. So please do me a favor and reiterate to the listening audience how important it is to protect your eyes tomorrow and not...
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're so right, and thank you for mentioning that, Sheila. Looking at the sun at any time is not good for your eyes and can severely damage your eyes. And one might think, the moon is going to be in front of the sun, so it blocks out the light. I can look up. Well, you really can't. The corona of the sun, which is peeking out from the sides of the moon, can still do significant damage to your eyesight if you're looking directly at it without the protection of eclipse glasses, which are pretty widely available. Some places are selling out, I hear, but some are free and or very inexpensive. They can be just like paper glasses with film there, and where you look through the glasses. So, but you're absolutely right, Sheila. It's critical to protect your eyes when you look at the sun at any time, but especially during an eclipse.
Well, thank you, Dr. Snyder. We really appreciate you calling in.
Thank you so much, Joel.
Thank you so much.
Very informative.
Appreciate it.
Well, you bet. Thank you for putting the word out. We appreciate it.
Can you give out the website again for people, too, if they would like to listen in and then push for interactive? Could you tell them again?
Yeah, that's right. Well, there are two ways to click into it. There's www.acbradio.org/interactive.
Okay.
That should take you to the broadcast, and if you don't have access to a computer, you can simply phone in to 605-475-8130 and press 4.
Okie-dokie. Well, thank you so
much.
Thank you,
Joel,
so much.
Appreciate
Thanks
it.
For the information, and everybody be safe with your eyes tomorrow. Thank you, Dr. Snyder.
All right. Thanks.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We have a caller calling in, KJ from Orlando by way of New Hampshire.
There you go, KJ from New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how are you guys?
How you doing there, New Hampshire?
I'm doing great. It's a really cool 66 degrees out. Just got back from a boat ride on the lake.
Aw.
And who's that cute doggy I saw the picture of? Who's the dog?
Yeah.
Whose dog
is
it?
No, I said, whose dog is it?
It's my parents' dog. She's a Shih Tzu Maltese.
Yeah, I saw her picture. Very cute.
So are you having a nice visit?
I am. It's great. I didn't get to hear Marcus, but as far as I wanted to call in. I wasn't able to listen tonight, but I wanted to call in. The Eclipse app is called Eclipse Soundscapes.
Mm-hmm.
And I've downloaded it. I haven't, totally explored it, but we'll see if it works tomorrow.
Yeah, I did, too. I'm going to try it tomorrow.
Yeah, and it's funny. My dad was telling me, because the last total eclipse was about 40 years ago, and my dad was telling me that he and his buddies actually took a piece of glass and carbonated it with, lit it with a candle smoke, and through it that way, and they're fine. So people are out trying all kinds of crazy things.
Yeah.
Well, you have a safe trip home.
All
right, I'll see you next week. I'll be home probably Tuesday night.
You okay. Won't want to be home in the hot weather.
Fly safe.
Oh, I know.
Thanks for calling in.
Safe travels. Thank you, Kelly.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. That's Kelly James going in from New Hampshire.
All right. In a minute, we're going to break again.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We're going to go to break.
In a minute.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, folks.
I think we have another caller.
We have a caller?
Well, Chris is taking it right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was very interesting with Dr. Snyder.
Yep, which means
He's
don't look up at
man.
It.
He is.
Very
knowledgeable.
I wasn't planning to look up at it anyway.
No, I was. I'm not
I'm
either.
Not looking at it.
You know what?
In the house.
Even if I could see. I wouldn't look up.
No, it's too dangerous.
Right.
You have to be foolish to do that without the
problem. Because 40 years ago, what was it, 38 to 40 years ago, I had sight and I didn't look up at it.
We have another caller. I'll take this quick call. Shirley from Dayton, Ohio.
Shirley from Dayton, Ohio.
Hey,
Shirley, how are you doing, Shirley?
I'm okay. How are you?
What do you have to say for yourself, Shirley, from Dayton, Ohio?
Well, I kind of wanted to mention also, and I don't think this has been mentioned yet unless I've missed it, but another way for people to listen to that program tomorrow, I know a lot of people now have the Amazon Echoes and Echo Dots and stuff like that, and so you can... you can say that lovely name that we don't like to say out loud because it sets people's units off.
Right.
But you can say the name, and then you can say, play ACB Radio Interactive.
You can get it on the dot?
You certainly can.
I did not know that. Well, thank you.
Yes. You can get all the ACB Radio streams.
Well, thank you. You just taught me something.
Okay, well, I thought you might appreciate knowing that.
I do, thank you, but I won't be home. I'll be getting kids on the bus.
Sorry, you're going to miss that.
Did you listen to the first
hour?
I don't
know if Joel mentioned at the beginning. I know his part starts at 2 o'clock mm-hmm. Eastern, but there is going to be, Larry Turnbull is going to be doing a part of it starting at 1, so it's actually going to be on for 2 hours.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Hey, Shirley, did you listen to the first hour of the show?
No, sir. I didn't get to do that this evening.
Oh, you missed the kids. You missed the kids.
Well, it'll be on the podcast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
All righty.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Shirley.
And I'm looking forward to listening tomorrow and seeing you guys in the near future.
Okay.
Thank you.
If you get a chance, listen to the kids show next week starting at 6 o'clock. It's an hour before our regular show, 6 o'clock. It's the fourth Sunday of each month, fourth Sunday, 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, the kids show, all kids.
It's the fourth Sunday, right?
Yep. 6 o'clock, okay. Eastern Standard Time.
Well, thank you very much. And, Michael, I hope you're doing well. And Lynn also. And
I am. Thank
good
you.
To talk to you, Sheila.
And Sheila, be
thanks for calling in.
Wait, and Shirley, be on the lookout. I sent your bracelet back out.
Oh, thank you
they
so
came
much.
Back
it came back, and I sent it back out.
So okay, thank you. You guys
week.
Have a really good evening.
You too, take
you
care.
Too, Shirley. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye.
All right, we're going to break.
We're going to break. We're going to break. We're going to break. Don't go away. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aids, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
An average funeral costs over $8,500. Will your loved ones be prepared for this financial burden? If you are 85 or younger, final expense insurance can pay up to $35,000 to ease the burden of funeral and burial expenses. No medical exam is needed. Rates will never increase, benefits stay the same, and the policy won't expire. Call now and secure the lowest rate possible. Don't put the burden of your debt on your loved ones. Call today.
For blind folks, it's only done by your voice. No paperwork is involved. Call 1-800-955-0143. Don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show and receive your free bracelet. Call 1-800-955-0143.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs, and you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
It's going to happen. One of these days, you or your loved one will need home care. And when that happens, don't panic, don't stress, don't worry. For peace of mind, just make one phone call to Home Care Assistance of Orlando. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medication reminders, bathing, grooming, and dressing, and much more. What separates Home Care Assistance of Orlando from all the rest? High caliber caregivers, high quality caregiving. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando, 407-232-7155, 407-232-7155. Visit HomeCareAssistanceOrlando.com.
Is it a struggle getting your blood work done? Is the price too high? No insurance is needed, none whatsoever. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. Any Lab Test Now. We're in your healthcare budget. Affordable upfront prices, no surprise bill. In and out in 15 minutes or less. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. That's right, Any Lab Test Now. Conveniently located, 8975 West Colonial Drive in Ocoee, Florida. Most test results only in 24 to 72 hours. Work-friendly hours, including Saturdays. Mention radio and receive $15 off any lab test value at $49 or more. Offer only valid at our Ocoee location. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. If you need lab work, there's only one place to go. Call today, 407-930-8200. That's 407-930-8200. Any Lab Test Now.
We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is the radio show for the visually impaired, the blind community, and the sighted community. That's right. We say we're the bridge between the sighted and the blind. So I hope you enjoy the show. Hope you like the show. If you do, keep on coming back. You can listen. And if you don't like the show, just turn us off. But sometimes, what can I say? It's a good show. We like it. Hope you like it. We like you when you're listening and when you're calling in. The phone number when you call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. That's the number to call in. So if you have anything to say, if you are in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, if you are in Arizona, if you are in Ocoee, if you are a Jim, what areas do you cover, Jim?
Orange and Seminole counties.
If you're in Orange and having an orange, if you are, where else are you in?
Seminole.
Where's that?
Seminole County.
Where's that?
Florida.
Sanford, Lake Mary.
Oh, Sanford. Yeah. Oh, you go all the way to Sanford.
Oh, that's a big territory.
That's a big territory, Sanford. You're near Sonny's Barbecues as well, huh?
The Sonny's are everywhere.
Yeah. So tell me more about your care service.
Home Care Assistance.
Is that the name?
It is.
Could you say it again for people like me who don't get it the first try?
Okay, just for you. Home Care Assistance.
Home Care Assistance.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, and tell me something about Home Care Assistant.
Well, you know, I really appreciated, you know, what Marcus was talking about the compassionate caregiver. And it's, you know, it's really the heartbeat of our business is trying to find that person that fits in. You know, a lot of people want a job, but not everybody can be a caregiver. And when you get to, you know, a family situation, you really need to find that person that is a caregiver and is going to be able to get along with the person that they're taking care of, someone that's going to put that hand out and you know, provide somebody peace of mind and comfort and safety and that they know they're taken care of.
Do you bathe them as well?
We do. They take care of the personal care, the oral care, you know, medication reminders. Those are all things we do. It can be an hourly type of service, or up to a live-in where we have a caregiver that actually lives in a home with somebody.
Why don't you tell people a little bit about how you screen your caregivers because they're top-notch?
You're not talking in.
Oh, I'm not.
No,
I'm not
now
close
you are.
Enough? Oh, how you screen the caregivers briefly?
The caregiver screening is critical, and it starts with a phone interview. We need individuals that can communicate well, and after they get past that. We come to an in-office interview. We do the drug screening. We have the level 2 background screening, which actually we get at Any Lab Test Now.
There you go.
So we take advantage of that service that they have, and then we have a test administered by our RN to make sure that even though they have credentialing, CNAs and home health aid licensing, we want to understand exactly where they fell in that spectrum of knowledge. And so RN administers a test each and every time. So that's what it takes to, get through the hiring process. And then we have to match that person to a family.
That's a lot of work.
It is. And it's actually, we talk to 30 people and hire one.
Wow.
So it takes a lot of work.
So you're getting the best then when you call.
Let's say your phone number again.
Home Care Assistance, 407-232-7155.
And if you didn't write it down, and if you want to Well, you can look it up on our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget the and, A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. You can look them up, check them out. They're on our website, and there's the phone number. Okay? So what else do you have to say for yourself, young man?
What else do I have to say?
Absolutely.
Is your son back in school yet?
No, my son's back in school. He started. We had Little League tryouts this past Saturday. So, baseball season's gearing back up for the fall. So it's a whole, you start the school schedule, you start the baseball schedule.
Baseball for fall?
Baseball for fall.
Yeah.
This is Florida.
Yeah, that's true.
So you live in the area and you work in the area and your home care is in the area. That's pretty good.
Live, work, and play right here.
Yep. Sunny Orlando.
That's it. It all happens here.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming on. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Lynn?
Yes.
You got any more PSAs?
I do.
Before she says it, if you are interested, if you are interested in calling the show with any PSAs, whether you are, whether you're in Arizona, you're in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I got a thing now for Pittsburgh.
Okay, we'll have 3 minutes, Michael. Let me do
I was born in Pittsburgh.
No kidding.
Pittsburgh, Florida, or Pittsburgh, PA?
Actually, Pittsburgh, PA.
There you go.
There you go. All right. Well,
if you got anything to say, don't forget to write Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you want to write to us, it's Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. What, Lynn?
Okay, I wanted to remind everybody about the Lighthouse Central Florida is promoting the Emerging Vision Breakfast, which is Wednesday, September 13th from 8 a.m., yes, 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m., and you better be there on time because they start on time. So join Lighthouse Central Florida as they continue to push beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss and empower those that they serve. They're celebrating Lighthouse's mission of empowerment and showcasing the stories of the amazing children and teens and adults in their care. And it will be at the First Baptist Church of Orlando in the Faith Hall, 3000 South John Young Parkway in Orlando. The registration's at 8, and the program begins at 8:30, goes to 9:30, and you'll have breakfast. And for the drivers, upon arriving, you'll follow the signs to event parking lots, and there will be volunteers and Lighthouse Central Florida team members to welcome you. And if you'd like information, call Ilea Vasquez again, 407-898-2483, extension 235.
And don't forget the kids show next Sunday, 6 o'clock, an hour before our show. Tune in, Blind and Beyond Radio Show for kids.
That's right.
6 o'clock, Eastern Standard Time. I'm telling you, it's going to be a very good show. 6 o'clock. It's all kids.
And you won't hear Michael.
No, you won't hear me. You won't hear Lynn. We're going to produce the show.
Yeah,
we're
we'll
producing
be sitting
the show.
Here, but we'll be quiet.
We'll be sitting right there, but you won't hear our voices.
I want to watch this.
407-894-680. It's the same number. You can, well, and if you're a kid, you can call in.
And our good friend Sharon Giovinozzo, who is the CEO and president of World Services for the Blind in Little Rock, Arkansas.
She's coming in from Arkansas.
Will also be here in the studio to help us launch the show. She wanted to be with us, and we said, come on over.
And she's our guest on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show an hour later.
She'll be here the whole time.
Right.
Because we'll taking her back, so she's stuck with us.
Yeah, 407-894-1680. That's the phone number to call in next week, which help you. That's the same number to call in. If you're kids, you can call in. Adults, you can't call in. You can call in the adult show.
Right. For the first hour, it's all about the kids.
It's all about kids. Mm-hmm. Folks, love you all. Take care. Thank you all. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sheila Young.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Chris Shaw.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lynn Golder.
You're welcome. And I have a quick question before we go off the air. If the adults wanted to call in and congratulate the kids,
If they want to congratulate the show, they can call in. If just to congratulate. Right? Because it's all kids. It's a kids show.
Right. Well, have a good week, everybody. And we'll be here back be here before you know it.
Take care, all. God bless
Thanks,
you all.
Chris.
Bye-bye. Take care. I know.